Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1887, Mayola A. Clark.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for monument sales and display to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2 acres more or less, lying south of Route 24 and east of Swan Creek, approximately 2 miles east of the town of Millsboro. Swan Creek, just for reference, Swan Creek is just east of the Mount Air former Townsend poultry plant. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey of the property. Surveyor shows the majority of the property, basically shows the frontage portion relating to the deeds, and it shows the existing garage dwelling and sign that existed, and a proposed location for the placement of the small monuments. Dell dot comments were received on December 2nd of 2010 in the form of a support facilities report, and that report references that a traffic impact study was not recommended. At the current level of service E of John J. Williams Highway will not change as a result of this application. County Engineering provided comments on the 11th, April 11, 2011, in the form of a memorandum, and the memorandum references that the site is located in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available, that there is no sewer service available to the parcel at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is in an area recently annexed into the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, that sewer service has not been extended to the parcel at this time, that the parcel will receive sewer service when development of an adjoining parcel occurs, that the adjoining project on that adjoining parcel is known as Ferry Cove, that the schedule for providing sewer service is unknown at this time, and that when sewer service becomes available, connection to the sewer is mandatory and must occur within the first year of service being available, and that a concept plan is not required. And those are the comments we've received to date from any agency or individual. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, I am.
Yes, my name is Mayola Clark.
Okay, thank you.
And we're applying for being able to use a sign that was replaced. Previously, we had a sign there for almost 20 years for another company that we worked for, no problem. Then in 2008, we stopped working with that company, started our own company, and we had another sign put up, no problem. And then we closed the business that we started and went with another company. And what happened was somebody, we think from that company, complained because nobody had ever complained before. Mm-hmm. And so we got a notice, we had to go through this process. So that's why we're here.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that part. There was a violation notice provided to Mrs. Clark based on the off-premise advertising because it was advertising for a business somewhere else.
Yes, but that was the case with the original sign that had been there for 20 years.
How long was the business ever, did it ever cease to operate on that site? Was there ever a business on that site?
No. There was a sign. We worked for another company.
Didn't you have monuments displayed on that site?
No,
every time?
Never. Never.
I think it's probably more about the monuments being displayed than it is about the actual sign.
There's never been any monument, even when we worked with the original company.
Are you going to have monuments now?
Well, we applied when we made the application. We did indicate we would like to have a couple of signs there. I mean, a couple of monuments there.
Like samples, probably.
Yeah, just samples, not huge.
Yeah.
Not anything that would. Well, we're not planning on having the whole yard full of monuments. No.
Well, I know that you're not particularly thrilled to be here.
Well, it's not quite as bad as I thought, I hope. I don't know. I do have a picture, though.
But hopefully, I'm sorry. So,
I do have a picture showing the first sign.
Would you like to show it to us?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Where shall I start?
We'd like to see it. Right down here on
the
screen.
Pass it down to me, and I'll pass it down, and then we'll give it back to you.
This was taken in 1999. This is the original sign of the company we worked for first.
The Lloyd Memorial?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then this is our house, you know.
Okay.
But now the sign that we had up the second time and the one we had to take down is smaller. It's not as high as that sign.
Okay. And you never had monuments displayed on that site?
No.
Sir, if you want to speak, you've got to come up to the...
I was letting him slide.
Well, he spoke up twice. I had to catch him on one of them anyway.
You're welcome to, but you have to stay it up here. You have to come stand next to the lady.
So, of sorts, they're applying for off-premise advertisement in an AR district where it's not permitted. So they need a conditional use to be able to have an on-site, off-site display. So they need the monuments displayed to make the sign legal. Yeah. And they can't go to the Board of Adjustment for an off-premise advertisement in the AR district. Rezone the property.
And you're selling the monuments from the premises, right? I mean, that's the plan, or no? Maybe I missed that.
Well, what we do, we have a book that we sell from. We're not expecting to have people come up to our yard to look at the monuments as far as purchasing them, no.
Okay.
Because we tried last year the year before that, to put a driveway through, and we weren't allowed to do that, you know. So it's more or less it's like to let them know what we do, more or less.
Right.
Yeah. That's more or less what those two monuments that we're planning on would like to put up. But, I mean, if we can't have the monuments, we would really like to have the sign.
Right.
Since we've had signs for 20 years, and we've had no problems. No neighbors have complained or anything.
The difficulty was when they removed the sign, it lost its nonconforming status.
Right.
And they couldn't replace nonconforming sign for a business that wasn't on the site because it was AR. So they didn't have any option but to... Why the way they're applying.
And, you know, to go to Lawrence's question, I mean, it's advertised for monument sales and display, and I hear that, you know, they don't so much run sales out of there, though, but that probably is all-encompassing for what they want to do. That takes care of the sign. If you're inclined to recommend approval, that takes care of the sign. It takes care of, you know, the location of displays. You could require that on a site plan and allows them to do, you know, whatever sales they're doing there, if that's the way you want to go. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the most straightforward way to address it if you're inclined to make a recommendation.
We open for questions?
We are.
Where do the sales actually take place?
The sales? Mm-hmm. You mean on our property? Or
you're wanting to advertise the sale of monuments.
Right. We are salespeople for a company in Milford, Sipples in Milford. What we do is if somebody might call us and say, you know, we're interested in buying a monument, we have a book that we show them, and then they decide whether they want to buy the monument or not, and then we write up an order and fax the order there.
Where do you do that?
Generally at the kitchen table.
At your house?
Right, at our
house. Okay, so you are selling monuments at your house?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
That helps.
Yeah.
Oh, that helps.
Good.
Good or bad.
You may not think it. But
good or bad.
You may not think it, but that's actually a good thing.
Okay, good.
We didn't know if you were wanting to display stuff that was going to be sold out of another location somewhere else and basically trying to create a yard billboard.
No.
But so if I was traveling down the road and I saw your sign, saw a couple of monuments, I could zip into your driveway, knock on your door, and say, I'd like some information about buying a monument.
Right, but you wouldn't buy the monument directly from us.
I realize that.
Right. The driveway is not where the monument sign is, because our driveway, you have to come in and go around the back of the house.
I understand that.
You can't approach it from the front.
Right. But in order for me to purchase a a monument through you, I would perhaps enter your house and you'd have a kitchen table display or whatever, and we'd sit down and we'd look at the book. And,
right. If just, mostly just a book. Sometimes we have granite samples, you know, just small samples so that people can see the color, basically, of the monuments that are available.
But the business is actually in your house?
Yes.
Okay. How many monuments are you interested in displaying?
No more than two, three at the most.
To give you a little heads up, and I'm not trying to coach you. But
I'm jump on you if you start coaching.
No coaching.
No, I'm not allowed to coach. But when there's a conditional use application before the commission, oftentimes we're able to put a number of restrictions on that property, and oftentimes those restrictions are based on what the person says.
Right.
So if you say to me, and I'm not coaching, if you say to me, I want to put up two monuments, and we are inclined to be in favor of your business, then we might make a recommendation to the county council that you only have two displays or two monuments, period. So if in your wider thinking you'd like to have that many, I didn't coach, but that many, you could ask for that. We might not give that many, but if you say two, that's what the motion might say, coming from the commission. So
what he's asking is,
wait, four.
What he's asking is, what number would a monument displayed would be your maximum?
What's the motion?
The max would be four. I mean, we don't have enough room to put
a
whole lot, like 15 or 20.
We not just, to exceed four.
Okay. Right.
Four, four samples.
That's a long way without coaching.
That's good.
I had to check on my husband. He was saying four, so
okay.
He agreed. He agreed.
Yeah, you can wave from there, but you just can't.
I've heard halftime speeches that were less direct coaching than that.
You have a set hours that you operate from, or
no?
So if it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm coming from the bars and I've had a couple drinks and I decide I want to shop for a monument, you might tell me keep on driving.
No, we'd probably say come in and we'll show you the book and you know you can decide what you want. If not, you can come back tomorrow or you know whatever. But we don't have people that come back. They mostly call.
You may do it by appointment, also. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Wait a bit,
most of the time people call and say we're interested and, you know, we set up a time that's convenient for both.
There you go.
Okay. And you've been working out of your home for a number of years, so this is...
We've been working out of our... When we worked with the original business, we worked out of our home as well as at their office, yes. So we've always done that.
Okay. For how long?
Over 20 years.
And now that you've had a sign up and a sign down, a sign up, what size sign are you interested in having?
The sign that was up last was about 6 foot long this way and about 4 foot tall.
So you would be happy with something that's 32 square feet or less?
Yeah.
4 by 8
okay.
or less.
4 by 8, yeah.
And are you interested in a lighted sign or unlighted sign?
Well, the sign is not itself is not lighted. If you... it has two poles, and it sits. The sign sits between the two poles, and then there are lights that flash on it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not lighted like the sign at the original sign. The original sign was itself lighted. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the type of sign and what you're allowed to have is set by the, you know, the county regulations. But I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
I think I understand the application now. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ross?
God bless you, my dear.
Thank you.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
All might have been answered. Thanks.
Okay. Mrs. Clark, I just have one question.
Okay.
Do you have grandchildren?
I have a grandson.
Grandson?
Yes.
I bet he loves you to death.
Yes, he does. Yes.
If you'll take a seat nearby, we're going to see if there's anybody that has an interest in your application.
Okay? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Clark, the gentleman on the other end had your picture back for you if you'd like it.
There you go.
Okay.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1887, Mayola A. Clark? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1887? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.